This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Still here doing a radio show live on this Thursday night. You can participate if you call 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And if you're watching the cams, you can dance love with Maddie Matt and the Captain. Also in the studio tonight, I am hosting Mr. Richie Rich. Let's talk about the Crypto Six. That seems to be important. We might get Dear Leader Ian back.
Poor Bonnie was all excited.
Fingers
about,
crossed.
You know, maybe getting a call today that I have to go and pick him up. And I was just like, oh, come on. Like, I mean, I think you've been around long enough to know that the government takes its time. I think the earliest we'll see Ian walk is maybe Monday.
Okay. Right?
And by walk, I mean get out on insane bail conditions.
Kicked out of the jail.
Yeah. Been told you're still kind of in jail, but virtually, and, you know, whatever.
So, okay, I'm gonna read this, and then I want to talk about that very briefly. The Crypto Six. On March 16th, 2021, government agencies conspired together and raided the Free Talk Live studio, the Bitcoin Embassy, and the homes of Aria DeMezzo, Renee and Andy Spinella, and Colleen Fordham, a grandmother in her 60s.
Apparently. They're terrorists.
Terrorists. The Crypto Six were then arrested and taken into custody, and Ian Freeman and Nobody remain in custody for now. What can you do to help? Check out thecrypto6.com. There are multiple ways in which you can donate to their legal defense fund, because these charges aren't a joke. It's going to take a serious legal team and many experts to protect the Crypto Six from further aggression from the state. This case will likely set precedent that will affect the world of cryptocurrency for decades to come. Help them in their fight for liberty and financial freedom by contributing to their legal defense fund at thecrypto6.com. Once more, thecrypto6.com. Now, it was suggested last night that Ian, when he does get out, may be on house arrest in some form or fashion.
Yeah, the judge was very wishy-washy about that kind of a thing, saying that generally in federal cases they don't ask for the ankle monitoring device. That doesn't mean that he still won't be, you know, remanded to house arrest. It just means that, right, that he won't have to wear the, you know, the tracking device.
But remanded to house arrest, allowed to leave for work-related things.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So what were to happen if somehow there was, like, a Free Talk Live committee that outvoted Ian and said that Free Talk Live will be broadcast from Porkfest Forkfest 2021.
Well, that to me sounds like already a work activity.
Right.
Free Talk Live has already traditionally been broadcast from Fork and Pork, or Pork and Fork.
Depending. Understood.
And so Free Talk Live currently, even, you know, Free Talk Live, the entity, plans on being at Porkfest and Forkfest in some way, shape, or form, planning as if Ian were still to be in jail. So if Ian gets out of jail, well, bonus, all the better. That to me sounds like a work-related activity.
Absolutely.
But what will the government say?
They can't say anything.
Well, they could say no. Your
government
still
doesn't have a mouth. It can't talk.
But we still don't have. We also still don't have the conditions.
That, right.
That's the suspected.
Yeah,
that's how it is. You know, the way the judge was talking, that's how it sounded. It was going to go.
Right. Yeah. And I don't. I hear you that you don't want to speculate. I don't think it's ever unfair to speculate.
Yeah, and that judge clearly wanted to get money, and he realizes that Ian needs to work in order for Ian to get money.
Right.
So that means don't separate him from his work.
Okay. How do you mean the judge wants to get money? Like they want to find him guilty and
they
punish him financially?
Some sort of collateral.
They want bail.
Yeah, for bail.
Okay.
Whether it's money or property or something, they want something significant to be put up. To minimize his risk of flight.
Well, give him back the Federal Reserve notes they stole from the safe, and
yeah,
have a sufficient portion of that. Right,
they already
there.
Kind of have it. They're sitting on it. Right?
Yeah. All right. So let's move on with the Gun Talk Live portion of the show. We have resident firearms enthusiast, Matty Matt, in the studio. So we try to find...
Well, and you're also an enthusiast, yeah?
Yes, but not as long as Matt.
No, I realize Matt's sort of the Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Oh, I like that.
Of the group.
The Obi-Wan Kenobi?
Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Obi-Wan Kenobi, yes.
So we try to find some firearms-related news and headlines. And
this is where you say something like, I am he is me.
Of course I know him. He is me.
I'm looking for the one who goes by Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Do you know him?
I do. Wait, I can't remember what the name
is. Oh, you got it right the first time.
Yeah, that's right. You know what? In my mind, the first time I was reading it from a meme in my head.
Good enough.
Of course I know him.
What, he's me.
There you go.
What kind of things do we have to pepper Obi-Wan Kenobi with?
So we can talk about the gun buybacks. We can talk about the recent NRA decision regarding their lawsuit.
Yeah, I find that really strange. I don't know. I mean, as a gun dude, I don't really like the NRA. All of the almost all the anti-gun legislation we already have on the books did not come from leftists or, you know, Karens complaining.
It came from the NRA.
It came from the NRA lawyers writing it. So it was their way of compromise with the anti-gunners, so they would write the code themselves.
Well, because it would have been much worse.
A lot worse. But it's pretty awful as it is, and they wrote every word of it.
All right.
So, or most of it. What was the? I don't know. I don't know. You know, I don't care about the NRA at all.
Okay.
I had a membership a long, long, long time ago. I'm glad I didn't buy a lifetime membership. They're just not effective. There are other organizations out there. The Gun Owners of America are awesome. Awesome. Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership are awesome. National Association for Gun Rights is awesome. There's a lot of other institutions that you can be giving your money to on an annual basis that work absolutely tirelessly with no pomp and circumstance. You know, the NRA is really old. You know, and that's cool, I guess. It's antique-y, you know,
vintage.
How effective are they?
And I guess as the resident lifetime NRA member, which I am now, I will say you're probably right. And yet, to me, it seemed like the lifetime membership at the discounted rate would save a bunch of money in the long run because you only pay it once.
And that's true.
So I went, here it is. And then I got a cool hat, a cool jacket.
How much did you pay?
It's your swag.
$750.
$750.
That's it.
Lifetime membership. You got a jacket and a hat. What else have you, like, can you...
I have a magazine subscription.
So you get some periodicals?
I get a periodical.
Like, physically?
Yeah.
American
Rifleman. I checked the box to have that. I think I bought, like, shooting or something like that, but whatever.
How long have you been a member? I'm just trying to see if your $750 in value has been returned to you in some
way. Oh, no, not at all.
Okay.
So here was my reason for doing it. Have I gotten my $750 in value back? No. However, it was my 2021 goal. Like I set a goal for myself at the beginning of the year. I didn't have a New Year's resolution. I said, I wonder what it's going to take to become a certified firearms instructor.
Okay, all right. So your membership is part of your goal.
It's an unnecessary part, but it makes life a little bit easier to have a membership. To have a membership to be a certified instructor in the NRA, because things just get done faster for current members than they do for people who aren't members but are going to have the certification.
So it's like a way to grease the wheel a little bit.
For me, that's what it was. And I go, well, if this pans out. Right, I could buy the annual membership over and over and over again.
Okay, so if you did the lifetime membership and you meet your goal and you eventually...
Goal has been met.
I assume you're going to hire these services out, right? You're going to have people pay you for these instructor services?
I will be assisting another instructor this Saturday, 2 days from now. But yes, the goal was to start making money at the...
I imagine that this increases your chance of getting your value back of the $750.
Yes and no. The value I get back, like if I consider the $750 like a business expense,
right?
Right, when I start
just like all the other expenses that you had to do to go through all the other things you had to do to become an instructor.
Right, which I did, so I will get that back in revenue when I start doing the classes. But as far as value just for being a lifetime member or a member of the NRA, no, I chalked it up as a business expense, not really a donation.
I like your strategy.
All right, more coming up. Are you a member of the NRA? Is there any organizations that Maddie Matt missed out on that you want to talk about? 603-283-6160. More coming up with Free Talk Live.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
are back with Free Talk Live Thursday night edition. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Sitting in the studio tonight, tis I, Mr. Richie Rich, along with...
Matty Matt.
I'm the captain.
Dropping the E? No need anymore?
I'm just ad-libbing and winging it. Whatever feels right, man.
Do you only do, like, the full nickname when you're sitting in the first chair, where it's Lord Reverend Captain Kickass Junior the Third?
Buckshot Esquire, if you will. It's technically the Lord Reverend Dr. Captain Kickass. And I try to only say it once per show.
Okay. Did you already say it this show?
I did not.
Okay. So
this will be the one time,
The quota. Quota has been met for this show.
Quota met. You can check that box.
All right, so on the other side of that break, we were talking about some gun-related issues with Obi-Wan. What do you call him? Obi-Wan Kenobi. And he said, guys, I don't really like the gun chalk that you brought in to talk to me about today. We have bigger issues to fry.
Well, I don't know if we're really gonna hear about it until later on in the week, but a little bit of stuff has been trickling out of the ATF, and that's never a good thing.
Redefining terms.
That's what
they're doing. Is that the aliens, Terrans, and I don't know, whatever.
Wait, I thought they shut down the ATF and then brought in the AFT. Didn't Biden?
That's right, the AFT. That's the new thing. That's Biden's Space Force.
Wait,
right,
and didn't they add a letter? Wasn't it alcohol, tobacco, firearms, and
explosives?
Explosives.
Yeah,
so it could be fate. It could be firearms, alcohol, tobacco, explosives, and be spelled fate. They'll seal your fate.
Have a well.
But then they wouldn't be a three-letter agency anymore.
That's right. Yeah. Five.
Because the bureau's
alcohol,
in there.
Alcohol, tobacco, firearms, explosives. They had to throw bureau in there.
Yeah.
But anyway, so a sneak peek at the earliest version of whatever they're going to say later on this week. They're gonna just muddle a lot of water. And one of the things they said, I can't remember exactly how it was stated, but they're talking about anything that encloses a trigger.
Oh yeah.
So now AR-15s, you can get like a normal AR-15 trigger is a normal AR-15 trigger. It comes in two parts: a trigger and a hammer, and three parts: trigger, hammer, and sear. Unless you get an M-16s, and then it's another part or two. But with AR-15s, a lot of companies have come out with these little cassette triggers. They're all enclosed in a casing of their own. Now, does that mean that those...
Drop-in trigger pack?
A drop-in trigger pack. They're real handy. They're really nice. They're expensive. They're high quality. But the new wording from the ATF makes it sound like even just the trigger pack could be considered a firearm unto itself.
So
they're not making any sense at all, and it's clear that they are doing the typical government thing. They're coming up with a one-size-fits-all solution for a lot of people who are all different sizes, shapes, and colors. So it's just, this is not going to go well. Will they enforce these regulations? Who knows?
If you had to summarize what they're doing for, like, the layman, what would you say?
I'd say that they're busybodies who are being politically motivated.
No. I mean more closely to the actions that you've just described.
Okay, let me give this a shot. They're redefining terms to try to be more all-encompassing to push through Biden's anti-gun
agenda. Are they redefining definitions of guns and gun parts make criminals out of otherwise peaceful people?
Right. Correct.
So to sort of answer Matty Matt's question about, like, will it be enforced, the answer is likely no. Right? Are they going to call this trigger pack the firearm? Likely not. Until it serves them to do so.
Right.
And then they have this definition to fall back on to go like, oh, no. It's right here in the guidance. We were very clear in, whenever this happens in the future, we were very clear in 2021 that anything that houses and encloses the trigger.
And here it is.
There was also part of that guidance that came out was a redefining of the firearms that he was talking about, but also the 80 percenters.
Yep.
Right. That is, you know, the polymer 80 or the 80% arms frames that are incomplete, that you have to take incomplete, get it mailed to your house direct from the company incomplete, and you have to do some work on it yourself. You have to, you know, use some tools and some jigs and drill it out and mill it out. Same with the 80% AR receivers, like the lower receiver that you get, you know, you got to drill some holes in that thing, man, to make it functional as a firearm. They're saying if the company sells you that along with the rest of the parts to complete the firearm, then that part that they're selling you, that 80% part, in and of itself becomes the firearm as well. Mm-hmm. And where they are not clear, right, is at what percent does it not? Because this, the working definition, even though it's not really 80%, right, like that percentage is kind of irrelevant. It's just a term people use for incomplete. At 80%, that is now a firearm, but is it a firearm at 60%? Is it still a firearm? Like, how much material has to be milled out? If they sent you a rectangular aluminum block of billet steel or billet aluminum, right, that's 0%, right? Is it still a firearm? Or if they make, like, one cut into that billet, you're already at the... So that part is not clear. And so, you know, and that's the new guidance, right? Like, standing guidance for so long, 80%, not quote, a firearm.
Quote, guidance, unquote.
Well, okay, and that is a whole other issue, right? Because this is not law. This is not regulation.
Right.
This is not things passed down by, you know, your elected officials. This is just the bureaucracy mm-hmm. of the ATF reclassifying things at their whim, at the behest of the Biden administration.
I haven't checked it for myself yet, but the word on the street is that, you know, whenever the ATF starts doing this stuff and they're feathers start getting ruffled correctly, rightfully, the ATF has like a comment section, so you can go online or you can even mail a letter to tell the ATF what you think, and they have listened in the past, believe it or not. You know, enough people show some anger and they send some nasty grams to the ATF. The ATF says, okay, fine.
We won't change.
Apparently this time, the comment section isn't available on the internet.
Oh, so this is just going to get hammered right through.
I was going to say, I don't know how much louder I can make my middle finger.
Right, exactly.
Not on the air.
Not on the air.
Yeah.
Even in the ATF comment section.
Well, yeah, but on the comment section, be as loud as you want. Let's keep it family friendly for now. One of the other things I think they're trying to do with these redefining of terms, it's recently come to light that the AR platform itself, right, like the lower receiver, doesn't fit the definition of firearm as it's laid out by the ATF, and the upper receiver doesn't fit the definition of a firearm as it relates to the ATF. So there's a guy going around and, like, you know, arguing in court that no, none of these are firearms, and I think the ATF is trying to, like, patch that hole a little bit to reclassify that, which is why we got all these new guidelines.
Gotta move the goalposts, gotta get people in prison.
Your thoughts, 603-283-6160. Do you have experience with the ATF? 603-283-6160.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The CDC announced on Thursday that fully vaccinated people can forego masks outdoors and indoors in most cases. The agency is still recommending people wear masks in crowded indoor areas such as planes, buses, and hospitals. Reacting to that news, Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz.
It's about time that we should be following the science and not playing politics. And from the beginning of COVID, there's been far too much politics connected to it. When it comes to masks, I've never understood the extreme on either side. I've never been one of those people who said, never wear a mask. I would wear a mask on an airplane when I went to a grocery store, particularly when the pandemic was raging.
Israeli Defense Forces soldiers crossed the nation's southern border into Gaza early Friday morning local time, following a barrage of 1,500 rockets that targeted airstrikes failed to curb. USA Radio News. Colonial Pipeline forked over nearly $5 million last week to the Eastern European criminal group that hacked the company, shuttering the largest oil pipeline in the United States, spurring widespread gas shortages and panic buying across the Southeast. The company resuming operations Wednesday evening, and by Thursday morning, product was flowing to most of the markets it services. A group of retired military officers are questioning the 2020 election results.
More than 120 retired military officers calling themselves Flag Officers for America have written to President Biden to tell him his election was less than legitimate and questioning his mental acuity. In the letter, they say, without fair and honest elections that accurately reflect the will of the people, our constitutional republic is lost. Some of the notable signatures, Major General Joe Arbuckle, General William Boykin, Major General Joseph T. Anderson. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Back with the Hollywood edition of Free Talk Live.
That's right. Hollywood kick-ass inspired Hollywood Richie Rich and Hollywood Matty Matt.
And if you need to understand that reference, you got to look at the cams, because all of a sudden, dude, we're like, we're all wearing sunglasses indoors, man.
I don't even know what our URLs are for the cams. It's like twitch.dlock. I don't know.
Does Cam not get cam.freetalklive.com?
Yeah, actually. Actually, LRN.FM, I think, has the Twitch feed on it, okay. Which if you hit play, will play for a while, but then eventually will be like, blah, 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 and you got to click a thing that says, watch on Twitch. It'll open a new tab and allow you to watch the rest on Twitch.
So before you call in, at least during this segment of the show, please make sure you don a pair of shades to get into the theme of the moment, and then dial 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160 to join us, the Hollywood crew. Hollywood Talk Live.
I was told a long time ago that in order to be the Hollywood version of yourself, that you must don sunglasses.
Do you also have to, like, smear boot polish over your beard?
Well, I think, like, lean back. Like, normally I'd be all up in the thing, you know what I mean? But, like, just chill out and lean back a bit, man.
And you got to be really tan.
I'm not tan.
Neither.
That's way too much preparation.
Yeah.
Like he said, I'm doing the Hollywood thing, and I went and grabbed my shades, and that was it.
Yep.
You know?
And that's all you need.
Okay.
Yeah. That's all you
need. We're Hollywood then.
Yeah, it's the Hollywood edition. The Hollywood segment.
The glare from the studio lights is drastically reduced, though. I kind of like this whole sunglasses in the studio thing.
It is.
I'm in.
I remember one time, like, I used to wear sunglasses at night because it was, like, the cool thing to do, and so did a buddy of mine. And we were driving one time. He's like, man, I can't see anything. Like, what? Why is it so dark? Like, dude, you still got your shades on. He's like, oh, yeah, okay, that's much better.
What's the bad 80s song that I wear my sunglasses at night?
Corey Hart.
So I can't. What's the next line?
The legend. It's like that in Stairway to Heaven.
What's the next line, though? Nobody. It's like, so I can.
I don't know. Yeah, the rest of it didn't matter.
Dude, you're the resident music expert.
I know. It's
We would be looking for
603-283-6160. If you know the line after I wear my sunglasses at night, so I can.
I wonder if anybody can, people are just going to look it up and call in and tell us what it is.
Yeah, if only there was a magic rectangle in our pockets in which we could look this up with all the world's earthly information contained within it.
Right now, I can't live
if only the captain could read through his sunglasses.
I don't have prescription sunglasses, so I can't really read.
All right. I will read something while you guys are looking that up.
I am illiterate while being the Hollywood version of myself.
Freedom's Phoenix. Great source of show prep for me. I'm sure you guys use it too. Freedom's Phoenix is a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. Do you want the newest and freshest stories and perspectives on current events?
Yes, I do.
From those who value liberty. No, yes, I do that one.
Yes, I do.
FreedomsPhoenix.com has it. Their daily dispatch is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. That's Freedoms with an S, Phoenix. .com, freedomsphoenix.com.
Okay, so you know that I can't read. I know you've just looked it up. I want to say...
Hang on.
I want to know... I want to say, before you reveal the answer, I want to say that the words breathe and storyline are involved.
Yeah, how did you know that?
I'm a kid of the 80s, man.
So am I, but you looked this up at some point. Nobody knows that.
No. I lived... Like, that song I first heard on MTV when they played actual music videos.
Right.
So, and, of course, they repeated things because they were basically a radio station on television. And so, I heard that song. But I can't remember, how they put the words together...
Not well.
...to form the sentences.
Yeah, I'm looking at these lyrics, and I'm thinking they're not very good lyrics. I don't think this is a good song. I never did think it was a good song.
Okay.
It's horrible.
Well, read it anyway.
A drum roll, please. I wear my sunglasses at night so I can. Watch you weave, then breathe your storylines.
Weave, then breathe.
Yep. And I wear my sunglasses at night so I can. Keep track of the visions in my eyes.
Sounds kind of creepy and stalker.
He's got the sunglasses on backwards.
Yeah. Or something.
Sounds like he's going incognito in the bushes and keeping an eye on someone or something. Okay. Yeah,
this is a bad song.
I think much like...
Don't look... If you're listening at home and you're thinking about these lyrics, don't look this up.
I think much like every musician who ever got a Hollywood-type contract or whatever and wore sunglasses, they were probably really high.
Possibly.
I'm just guessing.
Yeah.
So was there more to the ATF guidelines?
No, just watch for more coming this week, and who knows when or how long that they're going to drag this out. They are government, so it could get dragged out forever. But we just got the first little vision of it today.
This is breaking news today.
Yeah,
like
fresh.
The news, the articles were just coming out, and there wasn't much to it because it was proposed guidelines.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, proposed.
Right? So it's not official yet. Hasn't been voted on. Hasn't been declared by the ATF. Mm-hmm. Just like. Hey, guys, here's what we're thinking about doing. What do you think? Psych, we're closing the comments section. Just
pretty much.
Yeah. Okay.
If it was truly the Hollywood version of Free Talk Live, we'd have bikini babes in here and mountains of cocaine and asserted other 80s things that were really popular in the 80s, like really big hair. Everybody would be totally over-decorated. All of us would have 17 piercings in one ear.
I want a piercing. I want dangling axe ears.
I'd have Mr. T style gold chains,
Absolutely.
30 pounds of it.
Got
one
it.
Of you guys would have 30 bracelets on one arm only, not the other arm, just one arm. All these bad 80s things. One of us would probably have a bandana tied around our
Definitely.
Knee or our leg or ankle or something.
I'd have holes in the knees of my Levi's 501s, and I would probably be wearing a little bit of mascara just to be the cool guy.
So you mentioned dangling axe earrings, and I like that because one of my goals that has yet been unfulfilled because I can't find anything that fits the description, I've always wanted flamboyantly masculine earrings. And
you need a dangling axe.
That sounds like it would fit that definition, mm-hmm. but as of yet, I haven't found anything, seen anything that, like, yep, that's exactly what I'm looking for.
Maybe,
flamboyantly masculine.
Maybe on the magic rectangle, look up, I'm trying to remember what they're called. They're the combination earring and ear cuff.
Right? Okay.
This is something out of the 80s where, like, part of it would be actually through the pierced part of your lobe of your ear.
Like, clips to the
other
top.
Would have, like, a chain that would, like, clip to the top.
Yeah.
But each thing would have a different thing hanging off. You could get one with a skull and one with a dagger or whatever, you know, that kind of stuff. So
I bet if you found Corey Hart at his job at, you know, Dunkin' Donuts somewhere in L.A., he'd probably sell you his dangling axe.
All right.
Dangling axe earrings from his actual music video for I Wear My Sunglasses at Night.
Fair enough. I will keep. I'm still on the lookout, but Dangling Axe seems like it would fit that.
There needs to be a band called Dangling Axe.
Okay.
And then they need to cover Corey Hart's I Wear My Sunglasses.
Definitely. I think I see Captain Kickass's future Bandcamp project in the works.
Oh, the parody project is going to sound really funny after that. Let's move on to some possibly good news. 26% of Americans now identify as libertarians.
Wait, no,
that is not the headline.
Wait,
you said that's a lie.
Like, it's been so long, I'm like, I don't know what to do with this potential information.
That is not the headline. 7 in 10 Americans agree that 2020 made them a better person. Here's how. According to the new survey, 74% of Americans said that 2020 has made them more aware of the needs of others. That's where I got the, you know, the inverse of that, the 26, because libertarians have a stigma of not being aware of the needs of others because they're selfish
and capitalist. And
I mean, the stereotype is that, but I don't find that to be the reality.
Well, you're probably right, but I thought it was funny, and so I went with it.
Oh, okay.
And
sorry,
more.
I'll try to be more humor-oriented in the future.
Is this, do we not do the humor on the Hollywood portion of the show? Is that...
We do. I just somehow forgot. Sorry. Right. I think I spaced, man.
Spaceman.
That's like the California, the Hollywood thing. I don't know what happened. I just spaced. But
is that an Elon Musk callback? Is he a spaceman?
No, he's a muskrat.
All right. More of this article coming up. 74% of Americans said 2020 has made them more aware of the needs of others and more selfless than ever before. Did you experience that in 2020?
If you follow Elon Musk, you are a musketeer.
603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. More coming up with Free Talk Live.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine?
It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
With Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160, the live Thursday night edition. You can get your thoughts on the air by calling that number, 603-283-6160.
Just because I can't see very well with the sunglasses on is Hollywood kick-ass, and because the monitor which shows the cameras is very far away across the room, it occurred to me that I may look something like Tom Likas back in the day, because he used to wear the shades and be like, yes, it's the Tom Likas show. You've got to dump that bitch. You got a DTB. That's right. 1-800-5800-TOM. Blow me up, Tom. Sorry.
Who is that?
Tom Likas?
Yeah.
Legendary radio broadcaster.
Oh.
Yeah. Still got... I think he's still doing, he's doing the online only thing so he can be uncensored, but yeah.
Oh, the Howard Stern route.
Yeah, he was
We're moving to satellite where we can say what we want without violating the FCC rules.
He was very much a, I think young men looked up to him as the father figure they never had, in that he would teach men how to, like, date and get laid and get out. Right, with spending the minimum amount of money, right, he would give tips and tricks on how to do this type of thing. Like, one of his famous tips is to, when you're at the ATM, and you know there's always a trash can right next to the cash machine, he's like, when you go to throw your receipt away, just go ahead and real quick look through some of the other receipts, find the largest balance that you can, and then when you're out at the clubs, when you're out at the clubs or bars or whatever, you're trying to hit on somebody, you write your phone number down on the back of the largest balance ATM receipt you can find. And so even if they're, like, turning you down, they're like, no, you're not my type, whatever, you hand it and you're like, look, just think about it and call me, right? And then when the ladies will open up this, because some ladies, much as you want to, you know, a lot of ladies will disagree, but some ladies are certainly motivated by money, and when they open that up and they see that bank balance, they're going to call.
We call them gold diggers, and yes. Kanye did a song about it.
So at any rate, you know, that was largely his shtick.
That is diabolically brilliant.
Was doing this kind of stuff.
I love it.
He also invented something that I will always love because I was a beneficiary of this particular thing. He called it Flash Fridays. And every Friday on his radio program, because it was broadcast during the drive home, right, the 5 to 6 p.m. or whatever it was, the rush hour, if you will, he had this thing that where if you drive around with your headlights on in your car, that means that you are requesting to be flashed. And then, like, any ladies who were listening to Tom Likas and were of the Tom Likas sort of following, and they saw you on the freeway in traffic or whatever with your headlights on, they would just, you know, poke out the window and lift their shirt and give you a flash for Flash Fridays.
Times were so much better back in the
day. I would say so.
Yeah, it's a good time.
You know, as far as, you know, picking up chicks, though, and, like, advising people on that, I think he's trying too hard. That's too much work.
Well, he's, you know, Again, it's his shtick, not mine, right? But, like, I did listen to his show because, well, it was on the rock station locally in the Seattle, Washington area for quite some time. So, yeah, I would turn my headlights on Flash Friday every day. So,
every Friday. Did it do anything?
It totally did, yeah.
No.
I got flashed, like, three times.
Really?
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
They talked about this a little bit on She Talked Live last night. So, again, I don't want to rehash their discussion. But they were talking about, you know, like relationship advice. They had, you know, there was an incel that called in to hash out his problems. And one of the techniques, I guess, that could be used for those type of people is, like, you know, the pickup artist techniques and manual. And I don't really care what your feelings are on those techniques or the Tom Likas maneuver, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
I think the benefit of going through those programs is that it artificially boosts your own self-esteem to a level that then naturally catches up to it and then gives you the confidence to do those things and, you know, to accomplish your goals of entering into relationships.
I mean, that is true. Like, dudes with low self-esteem never attract what they're looking for in sexual partners
right, at all.
It's not until you find some self-esteem or even you temporarily gain some, right, that maybe goes away later. That is when you find that you draw those things in.
Or you hit rock bottom with your low self-esteem, you just throw caution to the wind, and you walk up and you use the world's most productive pickup line of all time, I will attest.
Now you got to share it.
Baby, I'll take you to Taco Bell, buy you anything you want.
Nice.
That's the world's most effective pickup?
Absolutely. It's like a slap in the face, but it's also funny.
Huh.
Like a square in the eye.
I've never used that myself.
Square in the eye, baby. I will take you to Taco Bell and buy you anything you want.
It's been a while since I needed it, but my old dating profiles, like, you know, your ideal date, was like dinner and dancing at Taco Bell.
Maybe it's just Taco Bell.
Yeah, that's what there's some relation there.
Wait. Here in Keene, we have a combo of Taco Bell, KFC. Like, I don't know how that plays into this whole thing, but it seems like there's some sort of weirdness there.
In a lot of places, there's the combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell.
That's right, Pizza Bell or Taco Hut.
Yeah.
In New York, we have combination A&W root beers with Long John Silver's.
I had that in Hawaii.
They had a KFC A&W in Seattle, and I thought that was interesting.
Nice. I don't know how I'm going to segue into this phone call, because he wants to talk about sweet potatoes.
Let's go to the phones. Let's do it.
Burning in New Orleans. Sweet potatoes.
Well, that's the beauty of Free Talk Live. I get to pick whatever I want to talk about. Right?
You do it. You go for it, man.
I was like, you know, fast food, french fries, potatoes.
Sweet potato burritos at Taco Bell.
There you go.
So a few shows ago, just a few days ago, there was a replay of a conversation that Aria and someone else was having about survival and everything. And there was an interesting conversation about the different zones as to what you can grow. So I used to live in Tennessee, and it's very cold here. And I was under the impression that, you know, we share the same zone as New Hampshire, and it was interesting to me to hear somebody, I forgot who it was, I apologize, but they were talking about
when you say zone,
sweet potatoes better in,
are you like,
sorry,
time zone?
No,
or like
growing, growing zones, right?
Yeah. Is that gentleman on this on tonight that was talking about that?
I don't believe so.
None of that rings a bell to me.
But I can tell you,
I can tell you,
having lived temporarily in Chattanooga, Tennessee for like a year, and now having lived in New Hampshire for going on my second year, if not well into my second year, that you say it's cold in Tennessee. I say if you want to know the difference between cold in Tennessee and the cold in New Hampshire, come visit us in, like, late December, early January.
It's also a lot colder in the Midwest, though, than it is up here.
It is. That's
it's
true. Kind of,
it's a little bizarre.
Yeah, that is. Well, I'll call back into the night when he's on the show. I'm sorry. I thought he was on tonight. Thank you all.
I don't remember who that was, so I can't really tell you if that was one of us or not. Sorry.
Well, as a prepper, he seems to know how to grow a lot of food at home. And
oh, you're talking about gardening. Conan. He'll probably be on Monday or maybe Tuesday night.
Schedule permitting.
Okay. Yeah, schedule permitting.
Thank you.
You got it.
All right. Have a good night. And we go to Andrew in Tennessee, who may have some insight on this.
Wait, were these both Tennessee callers?
No. Vernon was in New Orleans talking about growing sweet potatoes in Tennessee.
All right.
And now we have Andrew in Tennessee. Totally different topic, but maybe he knows something about sweet potatoes. Andrew, go ahead.
It absolutely does get cold in Tennessee.
It does.
And as I was listening, I should have been writing down some of my arguments, but if you're when it comes to picking up women, you got to strike while the iron's hot. No matter what you look like or what you feel like, if you're feeling good about yourself, just get out there and do it, you know.
Well, and that was part of the call last night, and part of why I said you have to, like, build your self-confidence first is because the problem that those people have and the people who get a lot of value out of the pickup artist techniques is they don't feel good. They don't naturally have that positive, outgoing disposition that gives them self-esteem necessary to approach, talk to, pick up, or enter in relationship with women. And so that has to be done first. And again, like I said, say what you want. I'm not here to, like, plug the pickup artist techniques, but if it helps a dude get the confidence that he should already have, I'm not going to knock it either.
I would say figure out a skill that you're good at and feel good about that, and then
that will give you
the confidence to go out and talk to women.
Yeah, the other thing is, if you can do something in front of a woman that you are good at or skilled at and do it well, that will make an impression as well.
I know you're coming. Can you hang me over to the next break?
Absolutely, because I know you wanted to talk about something else. So stand by, Andrew. Coming up, phone lines are still open. 603-283-6160. Your thoughts on any of the topics that we've covered so far. Free Talk Live.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.